Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We are also on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Covey Show. .com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. I need to play an opener or something, so let me get right to it.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a
group. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
White supremacists want to go back. They want to go back to the days when it was legal to own slaves.
You are about to be entertained by the eight, the young man who has become a legend in his own
All right, everybody. Yes, indeed. And shout out to my Blog Talk Radio family. Yes, we are back. It's just about 4 minutes past the hour. So welcome, Mr. Ron Kelly Show, broadcasting live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter as well. Shout out to my Twitter people. The Twitter audience, ironically enough, the Twitter audience is going right through the ceiling. So that might be my great escape. I might escape through Twitter. So thank you to the Twitter folks who are partaking of the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Nice to be back on Blog Talk Radio. Haven't been on Blog Talk since October of last year. So it's very nice. Nice to be on Blog Talk Radio as well as all the other video formats to the Ron Kelly Show employer. So thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. And, man, 90 degrees, it's like steaming out there. Yeah, hot. Okay, we're going to talk about R. Kelly. Of course, I'm going to talk about my namesake, R. Kelly, and what happened with him yesterday. So much going on. The Supreme Court blocks Roe v. Wade, which I had already told you it would, because they had already telegraphed it when that brief, Supreme Court brief, so-called leaked out, The Supreme Court is one of the most secure places on earth. There's no way that was an accident. So I guess that was just to let everybody know, like, hey, okay, get yourselves ready, get yourselves together, because we're going to make Roe v. Wade disappear. And it did. So what did he, and the biggest problem I have with the, first of all, I do believe that I am pro-choice. I think that women should, I'm pro-choice in the way that I think that women should be able to control their own bodies. 646-668-2838 is the phone number tonight. 646-668-2838. Shout out to my peeps in Chicago and Milwaukee who were calling into the program before I went off the air. I hope to hear from some of those people tonight as Ron Kelly Show is live on blogtalkradio.com, which was my radio station for years, Blog Talk Radio. So good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. And it might get a little confusing at times, but I'll try to keep it. Shout out to Lamont Gates with the gray patch in his head. I thought I was supposed to remember why it was there. he thought I was supposed to remember why it was there. Like, really, Lamont Gates? Anyway, thank you, Lamont Gates. New near-death experiences. Check Lamont Gates out on YouTube. So we have another Supreme Court justice, and we'll get to that. Now, let me talk about R. Kelly for a second. I think that these prosecutors are a little more vociferous when going after African Americans than they are when they're going after the crazy white man. And that's just my opinion. I think that Bill Cosby and R. Kelly, and look, now, I'm not, don't start the Me Too stuff trying to come after me, because, you know, I do believe that, just like I believe that a woman should be able to control her body through abortion, I do think that a woman should be able to say no. If it's a no, it's no, you walk away. You don't force yourself on a woman. So if these things did in fact happen, then it's a shame that you know, but it just seems that some of these people are gone after. Like the Michael Jackson situation, for example. Well, I don't believe for a second, and I'll tell you straight up, I don't believe for a second that Michael Jackson was a child predator. I just don't believe it. So until somebody can show me a video, let's go to the videotape, I just don't believe that Michael Jackson was a predator. I just don't believe it. Now, R. Kelly's a different story. And I'm not saying that R. Kelly should have been given a pardon, but I do think, in regards to R. Kelly, I do think that he was gone after a little bit more vociferously than some other folks. Because look what happened with the Surviving R. Kelly, for example. This big production, millions of dollars spent to chronicle the life of this black man, and it's no coincidence that right after R. Kelly was right after the Surviving R. Kelly documentary came out, then here comes the prosecutors and the police and judges and whoever else going after R. Kelly. Now, you know, now again, I don't condone, if he did in fact do what they say he did, I don't condone it whatsoever. Let's just get that straight. But I do believe that some of these African Americans are going after it just a little bit harder than white folks. Because you look what happened to Ghislaine Maxwell. Was supposed to be the pimp, the pimp for Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, the millionaire financier who killed himself in prison. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in prison. Because we were all, including myself, we were all waiting to see who his friends were. Bill Clinton and some of these other people, Prince Andrew, and, you know, it wasn't just Jeffrey Epstein. There was a lot of other people involved, a lot of other rich, wealthy, famous people involved in this young girl sharing situation that they had going on in this man's private island, Jeffrey Epstein. So his secrets died with him. The secrets died with him. But anyway, you know, so let me get back to R. Kelly. Yeah, I just think that if he did do what they say he did, then he should get the time that he got in jail. But Ghislaine Maxwell only got 20 years. R. Kelly gets 30 years. So, you know, what's going on here? So R. Kelly got 10 more years than Ghislaine Maxwell, even though, and we don't know if Ghislaine Maxwell was being with these kids. Who knows? You know. So I've always said that eyewitness testimony should not carry any weight in court. I've always said that because look at the recent history and folks who are getting out of jail after 20 years, 30 years, crooked cops, crooked prosecutors, you know, eyewitnesses telling, you know, or witnesses, supposedly eyewitnesses lying and stuff like that. See, all of this stuff happens. All of this stuff happens. So I always said that eyewitness testimony in some cases should not be acceptable in court, and it should. Okay, so it's almost 15, it's 13 minutes past the hour, everybody. Shout out to my people on the R. Kelly show on Blog Talk Radio is blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Shout out to my people over there who, and I haven't been on Blog Talk Radio since October, so we're on radio and we're on TV tonight, and I'm going to have a hell of a time trying to control all of this stuff from where I'm sitting. But yeah, 12 minutes past the hour. So we have a new Supreme Court justice. After the break, I'm going to get into what it means. This new Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, I believe her name is. She took over for Stephen Breyer, who was Supreme Court Justice, who had been on the Supreme Court for 28 years, retired today. And Ketanji Brown Jackson was voted in as appointed by President Biden, who says he's running again in 2024. He'll be 82 years old. I don't know. We'll see about that as well. But in any case, this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and also on my Facebook page, on my YouTube page, and on my Twitter as well. So, yeah, so we have a new Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson. And after the break, I'll get into what this really means. I'll get into what this means, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Congratulations to her. Don't want to take away anything from her accomplishment. Don't want to take away from that. She did well to be appointed by President Biden to the Supreme Court. President Biden kept his promise that there would be a African-American woman appointed to the Supreme Court if he got an opportunity to appoint somebody, which he's just now getting that. But Joe Biden is older than most of the Supreme Court justices. You know, I can't see him running in 24, but who knows? So, yeah, so we have Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was the newest member of the Supreme Court. So we will get into that. I promise I'll get into Ketanji Brown Jackson and what it really means. What it means. All right, so we'll take a break and we'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yes, indeed, I am the man. What a new cycle this is. This guy has got to go. Trump has got to go.
George Floyd was snuffed out by this police officer who was supposed to be serving and protecting people.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Alrighty then, and we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. 2-8-3, in case somebody wants to call into the radio program, 646-668-2838. Now, the people who are on, the folks on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, you are able to call into the program if you want as well. But shout out to my Block Talk Radio family, 646-668-2838, in case you want to call in. And welcome a brother back. It's 19 minutes past the hour. So we have another Supreme Court justice, another milestone, so to speak, another historic appointment. And, you know, we're always, and we're pushing to go after history. Oh, it's historic. Oh, she's the first one. Oh, shout out to Ronald McCready. Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to Ronald McCready, my good brother. I think that MG, does that stand for Montgomery Gardens? Because if it does, for the thing you posted earlier today, I will definitely definitely want to check that out. Yes, I'm on the radio and I'm on the video as well. Broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and also on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter as well. Thank you, Ronald McCready. Thank you, my brother. I need more information on that. I believe it's something that's going down this weekend. Yeah, MC, yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't grow up there, but I walked through there a lot of nights on my way home, Storms Avenue, the Storms Avenue crew. So yes, yes, yes. Yeah. MC, okay. All right. Okay. I guess there might be an address or something in there. Because the last one they said, people were going around saying I was dead. I mean, come on. Because they were having those, I'll get into it a little bit later on, but they were having those reunion barbecues and people were saying that I was dead. I mean, it's unbelievable. Not yet. Not yet. Just wait a minute. Thank you, Ronald McCready. So we have Ketanji Brown Jackson, African-American woman, who was appointed to the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, by Joe Biden. Joe Biden keeping a promise to black folks that he would appoint an African-American woman, the very first African-American woman to the Supreme Court, the very first one. Such a historic post. But, you know, but what does it change? And not to take anything away from Miss Justice Brown Jackson. Not to take anything away from her. She worked hard. She played by the rules. And she shattered that glass ceiling, and now she is the United States Supreme Court Justice. We're not taking anything away from her. Not taking nothing away from her. She earned it. She earned the position she's in today. She earned it. Unequivocally, she earned that position. For sure. She earned it. But now, it's historic. It's 22 minutes past the hour. Historic. And not to take anything away from Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, but we've been getting these historic posts for quite some time now. And everybody's, you know, happy. Now we have a black woman. We have a black woman on the United States Supreme Court. But what changes with these with the history, the historic appointments, and some of the things that we've had take place in recent years? Like President Obama. Nobody ever thought that there would be a black president. I'm like, what? 2008, 14 years ago. Doesn't seem like such a long time, does it? But 14 years ago, Barack Obama, Barack Obama was elected president of the United States of America, and nobody ever thought Barack Obama had a chance in hell. Neither did I. Shout out to my folks who are listening on the radio, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. I do have the chat set up, so if you don't want to call into the program, you can with me on the Ron Kelly Show. There you go. Okay, yeah. So you can go to the blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you can chat with me. If you don't really want to chime in on the phone, you can chat with me and remain anonymous or whatever the case, whatever. But in any case, so we have Ketanji Brown Jackson, the black woman who has been appointed by Joe Biden. Joe Biden kept the promise. If y'all black folks vote me in, which we did, helped him get in, put him over the top, so to speak, I will nominate a black woman for the Supreme Court. And after he won, did the Republican scream, oh my God, oh, he's singling out race. After we had the most racist president in the history of the world, the history of the United States of America, with this guy. Could it have been more racist? Donald Trump. And when Joe Biden won, the Republicans howled, oh my God, oh, he's saying he wants a black, he should have it open to everybody. Really? Really? Anyway, so 14 years ago, Barack Obama is elected president of the United States, a black person, a black man, the very first black man to be in the White House that wasn't sweeping the floor, or mopping, or bringing a snack to the president. So we get Barack Obama, and and everybody thought that things would change. Oh, we have overcome. Oh, we got a black man in the White House, and things are going to change. And so we had Barack Obama for 8 years, and nothing really changed. Now, I'm not blaming Barack Obama, because one person can't control what the whole country does. It's 300 something million people. One person is not going to have effect on all these people. But we have Barack Obama. We have Barack Obama for 8 years, and nothing really changed. See, because we're supporting history, but what changes? Like Barack Obama becomes the president of the United States of America. But what changed for black folks? And I'm not, criticizing Barack Obama. He did the best he could with the situation he was in. But what changed for black folks with the election of Barack Obama twice into the White House? What changed? And see, we're all caught up with this history stuff. Oh, wow. Ketanji Brown Jackson, first black woman. Kamala Harris, first black woman, and the first black woman or minority to be the vice president of the United States. But what changes with Kamala Harris? Nothing. Joe Biden is still the president. Now, if Kamala Harris is to get elected, if let's say Joe Biden doesn't run and Kamala Harris run, okay, well, we'll see about that. 27 minutes after the hour. But yeah, so we look at this history stuff. First black this, first black that, first black the other. But it's not changing anything. I'm happy for Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's a Supreme Court justice. She worked hard. She went to school. She played by the rules. She didn't get involved in no ghetto nonsense that anybody could dig up on her. And she wound up being the Supreme Court Justice, Associate Justice. So, yeah, we have to give Ketanji Brown Jackson all the credit. But we're so caught up in this history stuff. We're so caught up in this history-making stuff, you know. But these historic moments, these historic appointments, is it not really changing anything? Because Ketanji Brown Jackson, she took his plug and play. She took Stephen Breyer's place. Stephen Breyer's a liberal. Ketanji Brown Jackson's a liberal. The count is still 6-3, conservative versus liberal. Nothing changed on the Supreme Court with Ketanji Brown Jackson's appointment. Nothing. And not to sound critical of Miss Brown Jackson, I think it was monumental that she became a Supreme Court justice. But what does it change, though? We're so caught up, black folks, so caught up in history, historic this, historic that. Kamala Harris, first black vice president. What did it change? Nothing. Barack Obama was very first black president. What did it change? Nothing. Now, Ketanji Brown Jackson is a Supreme Court justice, but what's going to change? Nothing. Because Ketanji Brown Jackson is a liberal, and there's only three liberals on the court. So three liberals, six conservatives, including the Chief Justice, who does side with the liberals every now and then. So Ketanji Brown Jackson, yes, she's a Supreme Court Justice, and yes, it's historic, and yes, yes, yes. And do I approve? Yes, I do. But give me a break. Give me a break. We're looking for this history stuff, but what changes? Ah, you tell me. Anyway, we'll take a quick break and I'll come right back. It's 30 minutes past the hour. Boy, I'm late on my break. 30 minutes past the hour. But we'll take a break and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on tonight. It's on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and blogtalkradio.com. You're looking for reliable transportation, look no further. 908-753-6423. That's the number that you need to call for Amaker and Porterfield Transportation, located in Plainfield, New Jersey. For 42 years, Amaker and Porterfield Transportation has provided safe, reliable transportation to and from your destination. School children, school kids, come on, school kids, you name it, field trips, churches, you name it, Amaker and Porterfield can handle it. Licensed by the State of New Jersey Department of Transportation, black owned, minority owned and operated, Amaker and Porterfield will do you justice and get you to and from your destination safely. Give them a call, 908-753-6423. No buses sitting on the side of the road broke down. Oh, no, because Amaker and Porterfield has a late model fleet of buses and private vehicles that are ready at your disposal. So give them a call, 908-753-6423. That's 908-753-6423. Or You can, or you can email them if you choose. And it's, you can email them if you choose. And it's amaker.porterfield@horizon.net. That's amaker.porterfield@horizon.net. amaker.porterfield@horizon.net. So hook yourself up with Amaker and Porterfield Transportation, 908-753-6423. That's 908-753-6423. The Ron Kelly Show is powered by Amaker and Porterfield Transportation. Would you like to have your business advertised on the Ron Kelly Show? Amaker and Porterfield is doing okay. You can too, but this is no more freebies. Because I used to people say, hey, could you mention my product on your show? Oh, okay, cool. And I'd mention it, and they would do better than what they were doing. And Ron was left holding the bag, so we're not holding any more bags. If you want the Ron Kelly Show to advertise your product, you have to get with me, message me, or whatever. Get with me. Okay. So the Ron Kelly Show tonight is on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, hold on. Let me see who this is on the phone. Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, Ron. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Who's calling?
This is Naj.
All right, you got to speak up a little bit, my bro, for the Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube fans. But go ahead. What's your beef?
Oh, no, I don't have a beef, man. I was just calling in to comment on some of the things you were saying, which I thought were really interesting as far as the whole obsession with first.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money as far as talking about it as, you know, this being a way to kind of justify the way things are. But more than anything, the system needs to be able to use the first to say, hey, we're not what we're being accused of. We don't discriminate. We actually like diversity, yada, yada, yada. And the first to kind of trot it out in that way. The only thing I would disagree on is I don't think we look at those firsts in the same way anymore either. I think this is how they sell it, similar to how they sell a product. But I think we understand, like, okay, this is the con they're running. This is how they like to do it. So Kentaji being on the court, like you said, what does it change? Well, there's going to be some people clerking for her. And some of these people who she knows and, you know, the pipeline that she knows, which is black, there's going to be some people who get certain jobs and access to certain jobs that they wouldn't have gotten before. So, again, diversity in the same sense, but once again, we're still talking about tokenism to a degree. So it's like everything you said, I disagree with it to a point, but the point is still so strong because it's like no matter what, when we come back to it, we're still looking at the same situation in 10 years. We'll be talking about the first something else and acting as if that's an accomplishment. So, yeah, man, you laid something heavy with that one, man. But there will be a little bit of good done, though, because, like I said, she will be training her successors. There will be young people in the law profession who firms will look at that wouldn't have looked at before. But once again, we're talking about the upper crust of black society being able to move in white society a little more, but as far as the average working class black folk, yeah.
where you calling from, brother?
Oh, I'm in Atlanta, man.
You're in Atlanta. Okay, Atlanta. Cool, cool. All right, Atlanta is in the house. And see, and you know, and again, brother, Nas, you said,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, it's because, you know, at the end of the day, when they look at Ms. Kentaji Brown, guess what they're going to be thinking? You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, she worked hard and she went to school. She played by the rules. She had a great career and she deserves to be a Supreme Court justice. But you see how they treated her during the hearings? You know,
mm-hmm.
they treated her.
No question.
Like Aunt Jemima or something. You know what I'm saying? They didn't give her
What's
any.
What's the definition of a woman? You remember that one?
they didn't give her any respect during the hearing. I mean, just straight up disrespect. So thank you, brother. Thank you. I'm encouraged by a call. I appreciate your chiming in with me. I know I can't always be right, but I ain't never wrong.
Indeed, man. You have a good one, bro.
Yeah, I know that flew over your head, but thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate you. Atlanta in the house, mm-hmm. everybody. Thank you, brother. Thank you for backing me up. Okay, Atlanta was in the house, everybody. Atlanta, Georgia, calling it to the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you, brother. Man, this is the first time I've been on Blog Talk Radio since October, and I guess people still remember. Okay, better than you Facebook people. Anyway, because I don't see, you know, I got to call all the way from Atlanta, and I don't see nobody from Facebook chiming in. So I tell you what, so for blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show on Blog Talk Radio, the phone number is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. If you want to holler at me, you want to challenge me, you know, 646-668-2838, where you can get in touch with me tonight on blogtalkradio.com. It's 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. So it's 7 o'clock on the East Coast. It's 4 p.m. on the West Coast, the Ron Kelly Talk Radio program. Thank you, Nas, for hitting me up from Atlanta. Yes, sir. Okay. So, and who just called? People are always calling me during my show. It just never, ever, ever, ever fails. Somebody's always calling me. I'm in high demand. But, all right, it's 20 minutes before the hour. Let me take a quick break, and we will come here. I'm taking a break on Blog Talk Radio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Talk Radio Show, broadcasting live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and, of course, on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
That's right, everybody, because COVID-19 is still here. Welcome back. What's up? What's good? How's everybody doing? It's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody, 646-668-2838. They used to tell me that I was saying that too fast, so I'll slow it down a little bit for my people. 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Now, this is the first time I've been on Blog Talk Radio since October of last year. So we're talking like, Jesus, 8 months, 7 months since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. So it's nice to be back. Thank you, Nod, from Atlanta for hollering at me. And kind of sort of supported me, but the lukewarm support. But I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. The point was that you got the point. It's 17 minutes before the hour. You got the point that Ketanji Brown Jackson I thought she was president. Maybe that's in the cards. But for right now, she's the Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America, the United States Supreme Court. She's the Supreme Court Justice. But, you know, we're always looking for this history, historic, first this, first that, first the other. And so what happens after that? What happens after, let me go back to StreamYard. Okay, what happens after that? Shout out to Lamont Gates, who's watching, who I believe, I can't see who's watching the program. But, yeah, so what happens after that? What happens after that? What happens, you know, you got your little piece of history, now what? We got Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the president of the United States for 8 years. Way back in 2008, 14 years ago, Barack Obama became president of the United States. And everybody thought they was finally going to get their 40 acres and a mule. We got a black president. We got a black president. Oh, I'm going to finally get my 40 acres and a mule. We got a black president, and you did not get your 40 acres, and you did not get your mule, and not a whole lot changed. So the Ron Kelly Show is live on Twitter. I'm looking at it right now. So you can, if you're not a Facebook person, you can go to Twitter. You can go to YouTube. You can go to Facebook if you are a Facebooker. And you can check out the Ron Kelly Radio Show. So Ron Kelly, 30 years. And the memes have already started. Poor R. Kelly. The memes I've already started. There's so many R. Kelly memes out right now. Because we just like to kick a person when they're down. It seems like that's the thing in America. It's 15 minutes before the hour. It seems like that's the thing in America. Kick a person when they're down. Kick them when they're down. So R. Kelly gets 30 years. 30 years. And R. Kelly, I believe, is in his early 50s. So, it's, you know, it's practically a death sentence, because I doubt if they're ever going to let him out. But I hope he lives past 80. And I hope he does get out. I hope he does get out eventually. I hope he pays his dues and that he gets out. Because we talk about corrections. We talk about corrections. You know, when they name a prison, they don't name it the punishment prison. It's the Department of Corrections. So when you talk about corrections, you're talking about, you know, correcting a person's, correcting someone's behavior, you know, maybe through drug programs, anger management, different environment, and maybe with that, someone can rehabilitate themselves. But see, the corrections doesn't always mean corrections. You know, corrections doesn't always mean corrections. In many cases, corrections are about punishment. You know, see, nobody's trying to correct R. Kelly's, you know, he's in prison for punishment. It's not about corrections for R. Kelly. It's about punishment. It's not about corrections. 12 minutes before the hour. Or 12 and a half minutes before the hour. So, yeah. So, it's not about corrections for R. Kelly. It's about punishment. We want to punish you. We want to see you burn in hell because of what you did. Or what they say he did. But what about the families of those girls? What about the families of those girls? What about the families that took money from R. Kelly early on? $100,000, $200,000. Who took payoffs, even though their daughters had been defiled by R. Kelly. So what about the money that they took? What about the hundreds of thousands of dollars that those mothers and fathers took from R. Kelly, and some of them who even went to court and lied about what happened with their child? So what about them, the people who took money? Shout out to my, shout out to my Blog Talk Radio family, Blog Talk Radio. I will do my diligence to be there for you guys every week. Thank you, brother from Atlanta, for calling into the Ron Kelly Show. So what about the people who took money? What about the folks who took money from R. Kelly? What about the, shouldn't that be child endangerment? If you took your kid to R. Kelly's house knowing what type of person he was, you took, and especially your daughter, you take your daughter to R. Kelly's house, that's child endangerment. Because everybody at the time knew what R. Kelly was about. You know, there had been accusations tossed around early on, but they never could get to R. Kelly because R. Kelly would find some way to weasel his way out of any charges until they came up with this Surviving R. Kelly documentary. That's what killed him. That's what killed R. Kelly. So and even if, you know, he did say what they said he did, it was a calculated move to snare R. Kelly. Because they would have never, wasn't that Surviving R. Kelly documentary, they never would have caught him. They never would have caught him. But they put that Surviving R. Kelly up there. It encouraged people to come forward, and it enraged people so much. The Surviving R. Kelly enraged people so much that they decided to go after R. Kelly. Now, am I defending him? No. No, if he did what he did he deserve every second that they gave him in prison? But I wonder how Ghislaine Maxwell, the lady who was the pimpess, how do you say female pimp, who was pimping, I'll just put it like that, Ghislaine Maxwell, who was pimping for Jeffrey Epstein, the rich white man, who was accused of defiling these white girls, young girls. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Now I wonder, what did he know? Prince Andrew paid his way out of the Epstein mess. So what did he know? I think somebody killed Epstein. Somebody killed him. He didn't just die. He didn't just kill himself. Somebody killed him. Those very powerful people who had a lot to lose if Jeffrey Epstein would have spoken up. So I think that there's some people behind the scenes that killed him because he was supposed to be on suicide watch. He's supposed to be on suicide watch. This is federal prison. This isn't county lockup or the city lockup. This is federal prison, Manhattan Correctional Center. And they should have been on top of that. They were told that he was suicidal, and they purposely derelict in their duties. The guards didn't get charged. It got swept under the rug. So I think there were some very powerful people. And you see, because when they showed pictures of Jeffrey Epstein when he was alive, you can see him with some very powerful people, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew. I mean, powerful folks. And Jeffrey Epstein had an island in somewhere out in the middle of nowhere where no country could flex their muscles or exert their authority. So yeah, shout out to I can't see the name that clear, who's hitting me up on the Ron Kelly Show chat room. So definitely hit me up in the chat, the Ron Kelly Show on the blogtalkradio.com website. So you just blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you will and click into the chat room, and you'll see me there talking to some other folks. It's 54 minutes past the hour. So yes. So R. Kelly, 30 years. I'll still listen to his music. And they kill me with that. They just kill me with that. John Legend, just, oh, I'm sorry that I... Come on, just knock it off, Negro. John Legend apologizes for doing music with R. Kelly. I mean, how did you know at the time that what about R. Kelly that, you know... I mean, come on. This stuff is... This cancel culture nonsense is just unbelievable. So John Legend apologizes to people, his fans, whatever, apologizes for working with R. Kelly. I mean, come on. So it's Ronald Isley and all the what about all the careers that R. Kelly saved? And like I said, I'm not advocating what he did. If he did what he did, he's a scoundrel and he deserves to be in prison. But R. Kelly saved a lot of careers. Ronald Isley, some of these jokers. Shout out to Joanne Jackson. Shout out to Joanne Jackson. Listen to me on Facebook, who says she still listens to R. Kelly music. Damn right. R. Kelly was a superstar. Nobody did it better than R. Kelly. Nobody. No. As far as R&B, nobody did it better than R. Kelly. Because you talk about, what about Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson was a pop star. He wasn't an R&B star. He was a pop star. So let's not get it twisted here. Thank you, Joanne Jackson. Love you, my sister. You still listen to R. Kelly music and you still listen to the R. Kelly Show. So you're doing quite all right, my sister. Thank you for... indulging my nonsense on a Thursday night, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. East, 4 to 5 p.m. West. And then 5 to 6 Central, 6 to 7, y'all know what I'm talking about. There's four different time zones in the United States of America. So wherever you live, I know people from Oklahoma and people from Minnesota who listen to the Ron Kelly Show, Utah, and all these different places. So appreciate you at 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock Eastern time and whatever Pacific time. Thank you, Joanne Jackson, for partaking of me listening to the Ron Kelly Show. So yeah, so John Legend, pow, come on, you know, the look at Uncle Charlie was going down the tubes when he met up with R. Kelly. Uncle Charlie was finished. He was washed up. Joanne Jackson says, it's on the screen, everybody. Joanne Jackson said, yes, he was. If it was up to the world, we wouldn't be listening, eating, adoring, nothing because of what people have done. It's just an outrage. Right. And, you know, Charlie Wilson was finished. Done. When he met R. Kelly single-handedly, resurrected his career. Because the Gap Band, you know, we know about the Gap Band. That's back from the 80s. You know, the Gap Band wasn't doing nothing. I mean, they probably do these little festivals and stuff like that, but they weren't filling up stadiums. And then you had Ronald Isley. Ronald Isley got paid off of R. Kelly. Let me tell you. Because the Isley Brothers wasn't breaking no banks. And when R. Kelly... When he did that in the closet with Ronald Isley, turned his career around. So R. Kelly wrote music for people, and he saved quite a few careers. So that's not, you know, the brother, let's not, you know, yeah, you know, he, you see all the memes and the people picking on R. Kelly and stuff like that. You know, and okay, yeah, you know, he did what he did. 90 seconds. Okay, there's a minute and a half left in the program. Forgot about Blog Talk Radio. It tells me like that. Yeah, R. Kelly saved a lot of careers. He wrote music for a lot of people. He saved a lot of careers. So let's not just pile on because of what he did. See, that's what we do. We just dispatch people like they're not even human anymore because of what they've done. And again, I'm not saying what R. Kelly did. Let's not get it twisted. I'm not supporting what R. Kelly did. But, you know, when judges go to sentence people, they think about some of the good stuff that they did in their life. Some of the advocates will come up and say, yeah, they did this, they did that, they did the other. So let's not throw, you know, R. Kelly to the woods, to the wolves, rather. All right, 45 seconds left to the program. Yeah, let's not do that. Especially you black folks with these memes and stuff like that, you know. Joanne Jackson says it was turned around after he done Mr. Big. Right, Mr. Big. Once, there's a couple minutes left to the program. Once he did, Ronald Isaac did Mr. Big, turned his career around. Okay, shout out to the people who are listening on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for the phone calls. I'll see you back here next week at 7 p.m. East for another edition of the Ron Kelly Talk Radio Show. And as far as my other audiences, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I thank you all for indulgence, your indulgence, listening to me.